Hey everyone, ever walk into a company and just, feel the energy, good or bad?
Yeah.
That's company culture at work.
It really is.
And today, we are diving deep on how to build a strong one. Especially now, I mean, it's a huge deal in today's job market.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're using the Grossman Group's iBook. They're experts in organizational culture change.
It's such a relevant topic, and their ebook is just, it's packed with insights. It's amazing how many companies just really underestimate the impact of culture,
Yeah.
even though it's like a company's DNA.
Okay, love the DNA analogy.
Right.
But for those who are maybe newer to this, can we break down what company culture actually is?
Absolutely. It's the values, it's those unspoken rules,
Yeah.
it's even that gut feeling that people get about a workplace, right?
Yeah.
It's the difference between employees who are like, yeah, I'm going to work,
Right.
and those who are constantly just like refreshing their resumes. The ebook calls it the flock to and stay factor. And let's be real, that has huge E implications these days.
It's true, think about it. You're way more likely to stay at a job where you feel valued, respected,
Yeah.
even if, some other company is offering you maybe a slightly bigger paycheck.
Exactly. And it's not even just about feeling good. When companies actually invest in building a positive culture, they see results.
Okay.
Higher employee satisfaction, increased productivity, you name it.
Interesting.
They even see improvements in customer service.
It's fascinating how this invisible force, right? Culture can have such a tangible impact on a company's bottom line. But what about the flip side? What happens when a company ignores its culture, or worse, has one that's like toxic?
Well, the ebook doesn't sugarcoat it. They actually quote employees from companies with, these negative cultures, and they're saying things like, "Management doesn't care about us, they just care about hitting their numbers."
Wow.
Can you imagine?
Ouch, that's rough. And it's not just anecdotal. The ebook cite some like shocking statistics.
Oh, yeah.
Did you know that like toxic work environments are the number one reason people quit their jobs?
Really?
10 times more impactful than compensation in predicting turnover.
10 times. That's wild.
Yeah.
It really highlights how important it is for companies to prioritize creating, just a healthy work environment. Think about it. If you are constantly stressed out, dreading going to work,
Right.
it's going to affect everything.
It's true. And with so many people talking about burnout these days, work-life balance, it's clear the companies really need to be paying attention to
For
this.
sure. And the companies that get it, they're reaping the rewards.
Okay.
The ebook actually talks about companies that have seen huge increases in employee engagement scores, top marks for quality, customer satisfaction, even a 50% reduction in safety incidents,
Wait.
all thanks to, a focus on building a positive culture.
Hold on. A 50% reduction in safety
Yeah.
incidents? That's incredible. It really shows you how deeply culture can impact a company, even in areas you might not expect.
It's true. When people feel valued, respected,
Yeah.
they're more likely to take pride in their work, follow safety protocols, they look out for each other. It
Rice.
creates this ripple effect.
Okay, so we've established that company culture is important for employee well-being, a company's bottom line. But before we jump into how to actually change a company's culture, I'm curious, what are some of the biggest like misconceptions about company culture that you've come across?
That's a great question. I think one of the biggest misconceptions is that it's just about perks.
Oh,
Ping pong tables.
you mean like having a beer fridge and beanbag chairs doesn't automatically create a good culture?
Exactly. Don't get me wrong, perks can be nice, but they don't address the deeper issues.
Right.
A company can have all the perks in the world, but if employees feel like they're not being heard, respected,
Yeah.
those perks aren't going to mean a thing.
It's like putting a Band-Aid on a broken bone.
Right.
You
Exactly.
might feel a little bit better temporarily, but the underlying issue is still there.
Exactly. Another misconception is that company culture is something you can change overnight.
Oh, okay.
It's not.
Right. It's not like flipping a switch.
Yeah.
So how long does it actually take to change a company culture?
Well, there's no magic formula, but it's definitely a marathon, not a sprint.
Right.
The ebook highlights that real culture change requires a sustained effort over time, often years, not weeks, not months.
Wow.
It's about consistently reinforcing the right behaviors, addressing those roadblocks, and adapting as the company evolves.
It takes patience, persistence.
For sure.
But what about companies that are just starting to even think about their culture? Where do they even begin?
That's where things can feel really overwhelming. And it's something that the Grossman Group, they address this head on. They break the process down into manageable steps, starting with understanding your current culture.
Okay, that makes sense. You can't fix what you don't understand, right?
Yeah, exactly. And that's where things get really interesting because the ebook really emphasizes, you know, don't just rely on your own perceptions of the culture.
Okay.
You have to actually gather data.
Interesting.
You have to get feedback from employees.
You mean like actually asking employees what they think about the company culture?
Yes. And not just asking, but really listening.
Right.
And taking that feedback to heart.
Sure.
The ebook talks about conducting employee surveys, focus groups, even one-on-one interviews.
Makes sense.
Just to get a holistic view.
After all, who knows a company's culture better than the people who work there every day, right?
Exactly. And the ebook even suggests making this an ongoing thing. Regularly check in with your employees, you know, give them a voice in shaping the culture. That's crucial.
Right. So it's not just a one-time thing.
It's not.
You're constantly getting that feedback. You're constantly evolving. It sounds like communication is really key here.
It is.
But let's be honest, even with the best of intentions, changing a company's culture, that's no easy feat, right?
No.
What are some of the biggest challenges that companies face when they're trying to shift their culture?
You're telling me. Changing a company's culture definitely comes with its challenges.
Yeah.
One of the biggest, the ebook really highlights this, is getting leaders on board. And I don't just mean like, you know, giving a thumbs up in a meeting.
Right.
We're talking about really embodying the culture you want.
Because actions speak louder than words.
100%.
It's one thing to talk about valuing work-life balance, right?
Right.
But it's another thing to actually encourage employees to take time off to disconnect after work.
Exactly. You get it.
Yeah.
And the ebook brings in James Heskett, a professor at Harvard Business School. He's like, leaders can't just delegate culture change.
Interesting.
You can't just throw it over to HR. You can't treat it like a side project.
Right.
They need to be actively involved.
So it's not just sending out a memo and hoping for the best.
No, not at all.
Who knew?
And this isn't just some theoretical thing. They cite this Duke University study where 92%, a whopping 92% of executives say a strong culture is valuable.
Okay, so most leaders get it. Culture is important.
They get it.
But
here's the kicker. Only 16% are actually happy with the culture at their own companies.
Wow.
It's a huge disconnect, right?
Yeah, so even though they know it's important, there's this gap.
Huge gap.
Between what they say and what they actually do.
Totally.
I feel like we could do a whole other deep dive on that topic alone, but...
Right.
Let's stay focused here. So what can companies do to actually bridge that gap? How do they get leaders... more, you know, active, more involved in culture change?
Well, the ebook actually suggests something very simple. Ask for feedback.
Okay.
They found that leaders who actually, you know, regularly seek feedback on their own behavior,
yeah,
how they impact the team's culture,
right,
they're far more likely to make positive changes.
That makes sense. You can't really change your behavior if you don't know what you're doing wrong.
Exactly.
Or if you're like completely blind to how your actions are being perceived by other people.
Totally. And it's not just about, you know, receiving feedback, but being open to it.
Sure.
Even when it's not positive.
Right.
That can be tough.
Yeah.
But crucial, especially for leaders who want to create that culture of trust and transparency.
So getting leaders on board is essential. But let's not forget about, you know, the heart of any company, the employees.
Right.
How can companies make sure that employees feel genuinely engaged in a culture change?
It's a great question, and where I see a lot of companies really stumble.
Yeah.
The ebook highlights this bad habit.
Right.
Going through the motions, checking boxes, instead of really truly listening to their employees and making them feel heard.
Right, like they're actually part of the process?
Yes. It's about moving beyond just surface level engagement.
Mm-hmm.
It's about giving employees opportunities to actually shape the culture.
Can you give us an example of what that actually looks like?
Yeah. Imagine a company that's trying to be more innovative.
Okay.
Right? Instead of just saying, hey, everyone, be more innovative.
Right. Which is so common.
It is so common.
Just tell people to do it and hope for the best.
Exactly. Give them dedicated time for brainstorming, offer workshops, you know, maybe even give them a budget. Let them experiment.
Ooh, I like that.
Uh-huh.
So it's about giving them the resources to actually put those ideas into action.
Exactly. It's about empowering employees to be part of the solution.
Not just passive bystanders.
Exactly. And the ebook even suggests like involving employees in every step.
Wow, okay.
From identifying where things can be better to brainstorming the solutions to actually like co-creating the new values and behaviors they want to see.
Makes sense. I mean, when people feel like they're part of something bigger, right?
Yeah.
Like they have a voice, like their contributions matter, they're going to be way more engaged.
It all comes back to that sense of ownership.
Right.
That sense of belonging, which is crucial for a strong culture.
Okay, so we've talked about leadership buy-in, employee engagement, but there's another piece of the puzzle that's super important for culture change, especially today.
What's that?
Communication.
Yes.
Especially with, you know, so many people working remotely, working hybrid.
Totally. Communication is key. And I'm not talking about, you know, just sending out an email every once in a while.
Right.
It's about building that open communication transparency.
Yeah.
Where information flows freely, feedback is encouraged. Employees need to feel comfortable sharing their ideas.
So it's making communication a habit.
Yes.
Not just something you do when there's like a fire drill.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
But with so many people, you know, like we said, working remotely, hybrid, how do companies create that sense of connection? How do they keep everyone on the same page when, you know, everyone is in different places?
It's a great question. And it's something that the Grossman Group actually addresses. They talk about utilizing technology, investing in good video conferencing.
Makes sense.
Creating those dedicated Slack channels for different teams.
Okay.
You know, using things like Miro or Mural to brainstorm and share feedback.
So it's about using tech to enhance communication,
yeah,
not just replace face-to-face interaction.
Exactly. And it's not just about using the right tools. It's about being intentional with how you use them.
Okay.
So instead of sending a wall of text in an email, maybe record a quick video message.
Oh, I like that. That's a good idea.
Right. Adds a human touch.
Yeah.
It's more personal.
Exactly. Finding ways to make it more human even when you're not in the same physical space.
Exactly. And the ebook also talks about how important it is to kind of replicate those informal interactions that you'd get in an office.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
So schedule virtual coffee breaks.
Okay.
Have some online team building. Just encourage people to, you know, chat before or after a meeting.
That's about those casual connections, right?
Totally.
They help build relationships, build community.
Mm.
I remember when I was working remotely, like those little informal chats with colleagues.
Yeah.
Honestly, sometimes the highlight of my day, mm-hmm. just a quick conversation about your weekend plans.
Yeah, for sure.
It really does make a difference.
It does. Those small moments are huge. But there's one more point I want to highlight.
Okay.
Because I think it's really relevant here. The ebook talks about management by walking around.
Wait, management by walking around?
Yeah.
But how does that work when you're not, you know, in the same physical location?
Right. That's the thing. It doesn't have to be literal walking around. It's about being present.
Okay.
Being accessible, even if you're not physically there.
Right.
So schedule regular check-ins with your team. Be active in those Slack channels. Just make an effort to respond to messages and emails promptly.
So it's being intentional about those touch points, those little moments of connection.
Exactly. It's about showing your team. You know,
yeah.
You're there.
Yes.
You care about their work. You're invested.
Makes sense. It's about building relationships, fostering trust.
Exactly.
Which is so essential for a strong, healthy culture. Now, I know the Grossman Group's ebook doesn't just talk about the challenges of culture change.
Hmm.
They also highlight some really great examples of companies that have done it well.
They do.
I'm going to dive into some of those case studies.
Yeah, let's do it. Oh, yeah, they give some great examples.
Mm-hmm.
And these case studies, you know, they're not just those feel-good stories. They actually offer some really practical takeaways that, honestly, any company can learn from.
Okay, good.
One that really stood out to me was about these two merging firms.
Okay.
And you know how merging cultures can be? It's like mixing oil and water.
Right. It can get messy.
Oh, tell me about it. But these companies, they actually made culture a top priority.
Interesting.
Right from the beginning.
More mergers, they're like notorious for those culture clashes.
All worst.
Which can really derail the whole thing if you don't handle it well.
For sure.
So how did they do it? How did they avoid that?
Well, they didn't just, you know, cross their fingers and hope for the best.
Right.
They were really strategic about it.
Right.
They formed these task forces.
Okay.
To define like their shared purpose, their mission, their vision, their values, really like got into the nitty-gritty of what they wanted that new combined culture to look like.
So it wasn't just about like blending two existing cultures, they were creating a new one.
Exactly. Yeah. And get this, they were so serious about it.
Right.
They actually wrote a book
Wait, a whole book?
A book.
Dedicated to their company culture.
To their company culture.
Wow. Okay, tell me more about this. That's intense.
Right. So they basically codified their new culture in this book, and they used it for everything. Onboarding new employees.
Wow.
Training, even like making decisions. It became the foundation for their new company.
Talk about putting your money where your mouth is, right?
Exactly.
That's a level of commitment you don't see every day. I'm guessing it made a difference.
It did. It did. They reported a much smoother integration process than, you know, what you usually see. And a big jump in employee engagement.
Wow, that's great.
Which just goes to show you, being proactive, being intentional about culture,
yeah,
it pays off.
Okay, that's one. That's an inspiring example. What else did they highlight?
Another one that I thought was really interesting was this global supply chain company.
Okay.
They were going through a huge transformation. I mean, you can imagine the pressure they're under already. And yeah. Then on top of that, they're like, you know what we should do? Overhaul our culture.
Supply chains are under so much scrutiny these days. Mm-hmm. Adding a culture revamp to the mix. That sounds ambitious.
It was ambitious. But their new leader, they were completely committed to building this more open, collaborative environment. So they partnered with the Grossman Group.
Okay.
And they got their top 200 leaders together for this giant brainstorming session.
Hold on. 200 leaders all brainstorming.
I know.
That sounds, I mean, logistically, that just sounds challenging.
Right.
Were they worried about herding cats?
Right.
Yeah.
But it was brilliant. They actually collected something like 500 ideas from all these leaders. And many of them, by the way, had never been included in strategy discussions before.
That's amazing. Not only just getting all those ideas, but giving those leaders a voice. That they hadn't had before.
Exactly.
So smart.
And the results were incredible after this big brainstorming thing.
Yeah.
100% of those leaders said they understood the strategy and the path forward. And get this, 90% said they had confidence in the future of the company.
Wow. That's huge.
It's amazing what happens when you actually include people, right?
Right.
Give them a voice, you value their input, and suddenly you've got buy-in, you've got enthusiasm.
Exactly. Exactly. And it just shows you, even in a high-pressure environment, you focus on culture, it can make a world of difference.
Okay, so we've got the merging companies, we've got the supply chain. Any other examples that come to mind?
Yeah, the last one that really resonated with me was about a nonprofit hospital.
They were facing some major challenges financially and like just employee morale was really low.
Hospitals are so strained these days.
The worst.
It's no surprise that, you know, morale can take a hit in that kind of environment. So what did they do?
Well, they realized they needed to get more structured with their internal communication.
Okay.
They actually brought in the Grossman Group to like build their first ever internal communications function.
Oh, wow.
It was all about improving communication between, you know, management, staff, creating that transparency, building trust.
It's easy to forget how important communication is for culture.
Isn't it?
It's not just about like blasting out emails.
Right.
It's about dialogue, making sure people feel heard.
Yes, yes.
Building those connections.
Yeah.
So did they see results?
Oh, yeah, they did. Within a year, their employee engagement scores were way up.
Wow, good for them.
They saw a 7% increase in effective communication between management and staff.
Okay.
And a 17% increase, this is huge, in the perception that supervisors were treating their teams fairly.
Those are some impressive numbers. It really shows that even in these really demanding fields like healthcare, you know, investing in culture makes a difference.
This ebook, it really, really hammers home the point that culture isn't just this like fluffy idea.
Right.
It can make or break a company.
Absolutely. It's the secret sauce.
It is.
Well, we've covered a lot today.
We have.
But for our listeners, I encourage you to check out the full ebook from the Grossman Group, Organizational Culture Change.
Yes, do it.
For even more, they have practical tools, actionable advice you can actually use.
Absolutely. And what I love is they emphasize that this isn't like a one and done thing.
Right.
Building a great culture, it's a journey.
It's like tending a garden.
Right.
You got to nurture it constantly. You got to adapt.
Exactly.
And that's where leadership is so important.
So important.
Because it's not enough to just talk about change. Leaders actually have to be the change, right?
They have to walk the walk.
They have to live those values every day.
Be the example.
And what I love about this conversation, this is relevant to everyone.
Yeah.
This isn't just for CEOs.
No, absolutely.
Right. Whether you're a team lead, an individual contributor.
Anyone.
You can influence the culture around you. Ask yourself, you know, how can I be a culture champion?
Such a good question.
How can I promote better communication? How can I recognize my colleagues? How can I foster that sense of belonging?
It starts with you.
This deep dive has given us all a lot to think about.
For sure.
But most importantly, I hope it's given us a sense of hope.
Yes.
That positive change. It's possible.
It is. You can do it.
It all starts with a conversation.
That's it.
A willingness to listen.
Yeah.
And a shared commitment to, you know, building a better workplace.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
That's a wrap on our deep dive into organizational culture change. We hope you enjoyed this episode. And as always, keep asking those big questions, keep exploring, and keep diving deep.